You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Leslie Ramirez and Ryan Sines, and they're here to talk about the UTEP Medical Professions Organization. Leslie is the Physician's Assistant Representative, and Ryan is the Social Chair, and as I mentioned, they're here to talk about this organization. First of all, Leslie and Ryan, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, this organization that I just mentioned, is this a new organization, or is this an ongoing one? That, you know, pre-med students have joined?
So, no, we're not a new organization. We're not 100 years old, but we have been around for a while. We're one of the largest organizations on campus. We have our numbers fluctuate, you know, but we have around 300 paid members. So that's it. We're a huge, huge organization. And we encompass all the medical professions, not just necessarily MD, but we do we do physician assistants. We had nurses up until the pre-nursing society is now active. But we do dentists and everything. So we do have a huge number of members, and we've done a lot throughout the years.
Now, for people out there, you know, they're wondering, well, perhaps I would like to join this organization or be part of it or help in some way. You know, people in the community might want to help. Tell us, Ryan or Leslie, a little bit more about the organization.
Sure. So we have weekly meetings actually every Wednesday during the semester, both semesters, fall and spring, at 5 p.m. in the Physical Science Building, room 208. And there we usually have weekly speakers such as physicians, veterinarians, and other health professionals. And we also participate in numerous community service activities throughout the school year, pretty much on a weekly basis. We do around 30 to 40 events per school year, and we have weekly meetings every week, too. If you're interested in joining, then you would want to come to one of our meetings on, again, Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the Physical Science Building, room 208.
Now, Leslie mentioned a little bit of just who is eligible or the members that you have, but listeners out there wondering again, well, why should I join? I mean, I'm a pre-med student or I want to go into medicine, but I'm not sure I want to join right now because I have a full load or I'm concentrating on this.
Yeah. We have a lot of programs that will help all students from all health professions, pathways to get into those schools, as well as to be the most competitive applicant they can for those schools and to get prepared the best for their future. And such things like that we've been working on this past semester include our physician shadowing program that we're working with the Sierra Providence Health Network and Tenet Physician Resources, where pre-medical students can sign up and go through a shadowing experience with up to five physicians at local hospitals. So that's one way we can help all those students out and help them achieve their dreams and goals.
Now, you obviously, as you mentioned, you're a very active organization here on campus, and you have different events throughout the year, whether at the Union or at the Physical Science Building. Do you have any events coming up or perhaps something that's going on in the summer that people can look forward to?
Yeah, so we have we've been hosting this event for a couple of years now. I think this year is the fifth year. We're going to have a speed mentoring event on April 10th at 5:30.
Yes.
In the Mike Loya building. And if students are interested, we're more than happy to have them. Just let us know. Shoot us an email or something. And what we do at Speed Mentoring is we get a whole bunch of physicians from El Paso, and students have a one-on-one conversation with them, which is something that you won't have. You know, the opportunity that MPO gives you through this event is something that, I mean, you can't just go to a physician and start talking to them. So it's a good opportunity, and if you're interested, please come by.
And without a copay.
Yes.
Okay. So do you match the students with the physicians, or is it just kind of like they say, well, I'd like to talk to OBGYN, I'd like to talk to a internist, a pediatrician?
So it's called speed mentoring because we kind of base it off of, like, speed dating. So what we do is we sit all the physicians around in like a couple of tables, and students rotate every 10 minutes. They'll be in groups of three, and there's three students per physician, 10 minutes to talk about anything they want to talk about. So we do have the physician's assistant coming. We have a veterinarian coming. So we'll have everybody rotating, so you have a chance to talk to everybody.
Leslie and Ryan, if you wouldn't mind giving us an example of what your student life is like, because people who perhaps want to be doctors, want to be nurses, want to go into the medical field, they're not sure what to do. And then they hear these stories of, you know, well, you have to go to school forever. You have to go to, you know, get your degree, then you go to medical school, and then you have all these loans to pay. So just tell us kind of like as far as, you know, what you do in you know, every semester.
I'm an extreme example of this, but I tend to stay pretty busy 7 days a week in everything from school classes, extracurricular activities such as medical professions organization, community service events, and shadowing and research on the side. The pre-medical life is probably one of the most intense on campus, and those who go through this path will be busy most of their time, but it's one of the most, even though it is the most busy, likely, it's one of the most fulfilling and rewarding in the end.
Now, Leslie, you are studying to be a physician's assistant, is that correct?
No, I'm just the physician's assistant representative.
Okay.
Yes, but I will be going to medical school.
And tell us about your why did you get interested in medical school?
So my dad's a doctor. My mom's a nurse. I was basically brought up in the hospital. My older brother...
I was born in the hospital.
Oh, really? Yeah. Me too. My brother is actually a medical student, so we're kind of a medical-oriented family. I think it's one of the most rewarding, careers to go into just because you're taking care of people and people are trusting you with their lives, and that's something that, you know, not everybody has an opportunity to do so. That's what I've wanted to do since I was four.
And I guess you've gotten the other side of the picture as well, because your mom and dad and your brother in the medical profession, and so you see what it's like from their point of view, and then also, you know, from the student point of view and from the family point of view.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's busy. I hardly ever see my brother. You know, he studies 5 to 11 every day and 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. He lives with me, but I always say, you know, he just sleeps there. So it's hard, you know. Growing up, my parents weren't really home and stuff like that, but it's something that I want to do, and it's really, really great to be able to give back to people. So,
My story is a little bit different family-wise. My parents, my dad's kind of a businessy person, and my mom's an educator, an elementary school teacher for a while, and now she works for the school district. And it's challenging family-wise because it can take a lot out of your personal life. Being a pre-medical student, I'm working towards that, and this is a path where you maybe will not have time to hang out with your friends and family as much as other professions. But in the end, like Leslie said, it's one of the more rewarding fields to go into, and taking care of patients at the end of the day is one of the best things ever, and it's all worth it at the end of the day.
There's students out there mm-hmm. who perhaps maybe seniors right now in high school, or even juniors, sophomores. And so, what would you encourage them to do as far as preparing for something like this? Because some people like you, you know, when you were four, you wanted to be a doctor. But then there are some people, and you know, I hate to say this, but sometimes it's us, the guys, who just wait and wait. And so, when they're a senior, they decide, I think I want to be a doctor. Okay.
So definitely think about it. It's not a joke of a career. It's hard, and it's a lot of time commitment. And as Ryan said, you know, you keep busy. And if you're very serious about it, I would say commit to it now and make up your mind to say, you know, I might have to give up some things now for the future. But it's worth it. And if it's something that you really want to do, then do it. And one thing that I would suggest for high school students is look into pre-acceptance programs. So UTEP offers around 5 pre-acceptance programs. There's the Early Medical School Acceptance Program, the JAMP program. So there are just a bunch of programs that high school students can apply to. And pre-acceptance to medical school is a blessing because nobody gets that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So, and what I understand, in the past, I know that the UTEP pre-law and pre-medical school programs are very good and they have a great success rate.
Yes, yes, they do. I don't know about pre-law because I'm not in that field, but pre-med, you know, Ms. Wells is an awesome advisor. She's always so willing to help. Ms. Gutierrez is always also there. And it's really helpful to be in the MPO because older students can help you out. So I know Ryan has been talking to a few freshmen. I've been talking, you know, to a few people who have approached me and said, hey, like, how do I study for my MCAT? How do I get into this program? What do I write about? So it's a good organization to be a part of because mm-hmm. we help each other out.
I'm glad you brought that up as far as studying for the tests, because some people have test anxiety, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a quiz or a pop quiz, anything. They know the material, but sometimes they overstudy for something. And when you have a test like the GRE or the PSAT or like the one you just mentioned, you know, it's something that they think, oh my gosh, I have to do well on this, but they put so much pressure on themselves. You guys have like study groups that you prepare them for the test, how to take it?
Yes, we do have study groups within Medical Professions Organization that students meet up and help each other in studying for tests. But one of the cool things we've started this semester that we actually launched last week was a website for pre-medical students here at UTEP, where we prepare them for anything and everything related to the pre-med life, such as anything relating to school, volunteering, shadowing, and research-wise. And on that website, it kind of just helps guide our students throughout their journey, and it gives plenty of information and more resources if they want to explore certain areas more. And that's probably our main way of helping students, even with the tests such as the medical college admissions test or the MCAT. And other areas throughout their studying and their whole well-rounded perspective, I guess. So that's probably our main focus that we've been it's most relevant.
Some people might say, well, this is getting way ahead of yourself, but you guys have your careers pretty much planned out because you have to. And as you mentioned, Leslie, you have to apply for medical schools way in advance and, you know, make sure that you are prepared. You guys already have, when you came in, like, perhaps what area you wanted to specialize in or what medical school you were targeting?
So I'm actually part of a pre-acceptance program. I'm pre-accepted to the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's a school that I'm pretty fond of. I go there every summer, and I do my thing. But really, I won't be too picky about which school takes me. The goal is to do the best I can do, and wherever I go, then I go. I don't have a field, I guess, picked yet. I do take a special interest in oncology. Actually, this summer I'll be doing pancreatic cancer research. So I like oncology. I just don't know if I would have the heart for it. It's a very, very hard field. So, but it's definitely, I have time. As I mentioned, my older brother is a medical student. He's the second year. And he doesn't even know what he wants to do. So once he starts his rotations, I'm sure he'll take a special interest in something.
Now, Ryan, as far as what you just mm-hmm. mentioned, you know, oncology is a very difficult field.
Yep.
And if people have watched that program on PBS, Emperor of the Maladies, or read that book, it's incredible. And you have to have, a sincere interest in this, but also you got to have a big heart, good bedside manner. And a lot of these physicians that, you know, I met when I went to MD Anderson a couple years ago, the fact that, you know, they really, it's more than just, you know, examinations. Put your whole life. Mm-hmm. And we talked to one of the doctors. We interviewed him. He wrote a book about himself and kind of shadowing what a doctor does. And it's a lot more than we just see
exactly.
in the office.
Yeah. The road to being a physician and the life of a physician is very intense, and it can be challenging in ways such as you said, dealing with patients and dealing with maybe times where things don't go perfectly. And it's kind of just something that's part of the job, I guess you could say. It's learned along the way on how to best deal with certain situations, how to not only respect the patients, but also keep in mind that your psychological and physical health is something to keep in mind as well. And as a pre-medical student, a lot of us will shadow physicians and volunteer hospitals where we get to see that firsthand. Of course, we're not on the same stress level as the physicians, but we're kind of building our way up to that. And it's a hard to get adjusted, but it is in the end, physicians are okay and they can deal with it in a usually respectable manner. For instance, some of our students have been to hospitals where they've seen patients expire or die, and it's pretty hard for most of them, which is pretty It makes sense. But over time, it's just something that's part of the job, and you kind of learn from that and move forward.
It's as far as the organization itself, as we're wrapping up this interview, mm-hmm. if you could tell me perhaps a contact where they can go or your webpage.
Sure.
And let us know as far as your next event for people can go.
Sure. So we have the prior most easiest way to get a contact to us is our Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook and you type in Medical Professions Organization, UTEP, you'll see our page, and you can just request to be a member of the page, and you can contact us easiest through that route. And also, speed mentoring is today at 5:30 p.m. in the Michael Aya building.
Thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Leslie Ramirez and Ryan Sines, talking about the UTEP Medical Professions Organization. Don't forget that speech shadowing will be this afternoon at 5:30 in the Mike Loya building. Thank you all for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sines.